Now we're going to talk about the Cretaceous period. It extended from about 142 to 65 million years ago. It was a time of variable climate. For most of it, or a lot of it was temperate or subtropical, warm to hot, high sea levels. The Cretaceous plant record suggests that temperate forest extended into the polar regions. It was probably a climate which would have had high CO2 levels. And then later in the Cretaceous, it was much cooler. Ice sheets developed. Seas became much more pronounced as the climate cooled. Flowering plants, angiosperms, were found in the fossil record of the early Cretaceous. The animals diversified: lizards, snakes, crocodiles, mammals, birds, all sorts of new types of dinosaurs. In terms of mammals, monotremes, marsupials, and placentals were quite abundant. Placentals were shrewd mouse size. And it was the pinnacle or the height of dinosaur evolution. And then about 36 of the tetrapod families, 40%, were extinct by the end of the Cretaceous. All non-avian dinosaurs and flying reptiles, lots of plant extinction, and theories still around as to why this happened. Most likely it was caused, at least in part, by an impact by a meteorite or an asteroid. It would have blocked out the sunlight, and there were eruptions of huge volcanoes with lots of gases and lava at this time as well. Interestingly, in this period of time, fairly early on, about 125 million years ago, recently in July of 2015, a new flightless winged dinosaur was found, and it was found in China, and it's called Zhenyuan Longsuni. It was condor-sized, it had wings, and it had lots of feathers, but it was probably unable to fly. So I want you to think about that. Anyhow, another incredible time period, as I say, height of dinosaur evolution, followed by mass extinction at the end of the period.